This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. You guys with us on the phones all day. Rhea will join us coming up at 11. We got a parade tomorrow as we continue to celebrate the Eagles Super Bowl champions. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I just want to say I appreciate this Super Bowl win more than you would ever know. I just wanted to put that out there. I appreciate it. Regardless of what other people might think, I do appreciate it.
I know you do.
Because it was something that I've never accomplished in my lifetime, and I understand how hard it is to do, mm-hmm. how hard it is to accomplish that. And I just wanted to be known that it is appreciated.
So
the efforts of the ones involved, it is appreciated.
All 53 and the coaches staff and the staff and the front office, all
of
them.
That.
Yeah, I think most people understand that. You appreciate, of course you do. You're an Eagle. You bleed green, Hugh Douglas. 215-592-9494. So Hugh, look, when a team wins a championship, it's special, right? No matter when it is, no matter who it is, no matter what year, and obviously with the Eagles, there's not many of them. There's only two Super Bowl championships. And this one was really special. And I was thinking about it this morning, Hugh, because you know, I've had the just luck to be at WIP for both of these. And in 2017, I was doing the evening show. I just started in November that year doing the evening show, and then they won. It was like wild. It was out of nowhere. And now we get to do this show here together, Hugh. And look, I want to frame it this way. There's nothing ever quite like the first championship, but like for a franchise, for a city. And that one, I remember so many calls we took after the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2017 season, about how much that meant to people because it was about their family, right? Especially a lot of people called in and talked about how loved ones weren't around anymore. And then they kind of want that, that was for them and the connection there. And Hugh, I realized 2017 for most people can never, ever be topped. I'm just going to, and when we discuss this, I just want to, we all speak for ourselves. Hugh, actually, as I was watching on Sunday night, this one became more special for me than even 2017 because I had the chance this time to watch with my kids, and my kids are old enough to be fans now. They're 10 and 7, and we watched the game together. And watching the joy in their eyes as they were jumping up and down when Cooper DeJean got the interception and scored. And then I showed you a video the other day. My son, Hugh, my son, he's playing the trombone now. And he learned how to play the Eagles fight song. And after every touchdown, he would take his trombone out and he would play. It was, for me, this became more special because I got to share it with them. 215-592-9494. Which Super Bowl team? And there's so many elements to this, to the players, to the group, to the coach, to everything. And I think for this one, this felt like more of a homegrown team. That team was a lot of mercenaries. Some homegrown, but a lot of mercenaries, one-year guys. There's no wrong answer in this, but Hugh, I'm curious for everyone out there, which Super Bowl team, Eagles Super Bowl team, was more special? 2017, 2024? How about for you, Hugh?
It's the 2017 because I got a chance to watch it with my son, Hugh. And I remember we were sitting there watching it, and we looked at each other after they won, and I was like, dog, We're going to Philadelphia, and we're driving. Hugh does not, he did not like jumping in the car, but he jumped in the car. And I was telling you a story. We were hauling ass through Carolina, and I got pulled over. And this is about, what, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. And the officer was like, why are you running so fast? I said, officer, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to make it to the Eagles parade. And he looked at me. He ran the plates. And he was like, hey, slow it down. And that's what I remember. And I just remember getting to the city and just walking around with him and just seeing all the people, man. It was because it was something, for me, it was something that we didn't accomplish. You know, we got there. We didn't get it done. And then to have them do it against the same exact team and to have Brandon Graham come up with that huge sack. Man, you talk about somebody that was emotional. That one for me was the one because obviously he was here. This one's special, but that's the one that will always be with me.
215-592-9494. Which Super Bowl team was more special to you? And look, this is one of those where we'll talk about both of them, and there's literally no wrong answer. These are championships, and they're special seasons. For me, this one, and it didn't happen until Sunday. Like, I didn't feel like this season, for me, most of the year was more special than 17. But a couple things that were different. One, we got a chance to do this show together, right? So we chronicled the whole season and talked through the whole thing. We did the pregame show. But then when I got home Sunday night after our last pregame show and watched the game with my kids and the joy on their face as the Eagles won the Super Bowl, like that did it for me. Like that became it.
And that's a beautiful thing.
It was the coolest thing. And then, Hugh, the teams were different, right? That team in 2017 had a lot of one-year contracts, out of nowhere, underdog. It was a different kind of team. This team actually became dominant. Now, they didn't start that way. They had their downs to start the season, but they became dominant. I saw a stat the other day. They only trailed for like 4 or 5 minutes the entire postseason. Like, they really bludgeoned teams.
And you know what the funny thing about it is? We're so close to it. Like, we are. We didn't see greatness. We couldn't see it. It was hard to see.
I think at times we were looking for why they weren't great. Then you take a step back, you're like, oh my goodness, wow.
And, I mean, and that's human.
Yeah.
Because you're here every day. We talk about this team every day, and there are certain things that transpired during the season that it was hard for us to see. There were a lot of criticisms. I mean, let's just call it what it is. The quarterback was not what most people were used to seeing. They weren't used to seeing quarterback with the stat line that Jalen had.
Well, we saw, I think we said on Sunday, we hadn't seen a team win the championship with more rushing yards than passing yards in a season since like the 70s Steelers. It's not normal.
Yeah. So there was a lot of criticism levied against the quarterback. I mean, I get that, but he just wins. Even to the point where we kept saying that and nobody wanted to hear that. You know, so there was a lot of adversity for this team. So I get why this year is the one for a lot of people. I really do.
Let's hear from Jason Kelce. He was on this morning with DeCameron Richie talking about how this team changed and morphed and became dominant.
It's just been remarkable how quickly it's turned and how dominant. I mean, they're very clearly the best team in the NFL.
There's no question.
There's not like oh, they got hot at the right moment. This happened right for them. It ain't a question. This is the most talented team with the best coaches in the entire NFL this season.
He's right. I mean, and again, it took us a little while to realize that. And
took us the whole damn season.
It did. I mean,
we didn't see it.
But the exclamation point, it did become obvious the last few weeks of the year, right? When they did what they did to Washington and then they did it to Kansas City, it was like, oh my goodness. They're not just the best roster. They're the best team. They play the best. Their knockout punch is different than everybody else's. 215-592-9494. And you kind of compare and contrast the teams. I mean, that team in 2017... it really came out of nowhere. You know, it was a team that, yeah, they had made the playoffs in 2013, but then they went through the chip thing and then Doug's first year, and it was just like, whoa. I remember my thinking heading into the season in 2017, I thought they'd be a playoff team, but I didn't think Super Bowl. And then this year started and Carson was playing great, and it was like, oh, wow, they might be the best team. But then Carson got hurt, and it was like, oh, no. Like, it went through waves of, is this really real? And then they did it, and they pulled it off, and they beat Brady and Belichick. And if we're being real, that Super Bowl, that game, was more entertaining, right? The 2017 one.
Yeah, it was exciting. It was
back
it was
and forth.
A nail biter.
Yep.
This one was just a good old fashioned ass.
It was a
curb stomp.
But this one had more of a build up with these players. Like we've watched Jalen from for 5 years now. We've watched Nick for 4 years as the head coach. We watched some of these guys, and then what happened 2 years ago when they came so close? So it was that build up to can they finally get over the hump? And then they did it. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. All right, Kyle, how about you? Which one was more special? Obviously, the first one will always have a special place because it's the first one. 2024-2017, how about for you?
So, first of all, it's awesome that this is even like a debate because I didn't know that it would feel this way, like this special. After we had gotten the first one, it felt like every other one would sort of just would fall in line after that. It does for me still, but like this 2024 team is like it's very awesome to think about just how special and how dominant this team was. But man, I just because I'm already seeing a lot of people saying 2024 today. I just encourage people to think back and remember to how you felt, how we all felt as Eagles fans for the years and years, however old you are. Before they finally got that first one, like never knowing what it felt like to get over the hump, always being the little brother to teams like, the Cowboys, who we have 5 Super Bowl rings, and even though the Cowboys haven't done crap for years and years, we were never able to puff our chest out and say, okay, like, we got one, put our stamp on the fact that we are the team of this quarter century or one of the teams of this quarter century. But when we got it and like, you brought this up, the game, how good the game was, the relief, the weight lifted off our shoulders when that clock hit zero and the ball hit the ground on that Hail Mary. Like, I don't think I can ever replicate the feeling that I had. And also, just like as someone from this area, I just feel more connected to the idea of a team that was doubted and an underdog and a next man up type thing. Like that felt like more of like a scrappy team, like almost like Little Engine That Could.
Well, the speech
type thing.
I mean, Kelsey's speech encapsulated that.
Right. Like this one, like I'm not used to, and it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling, but I'm still getting used to the fact that like we just kicked everybody's ass on the way to the Super Bowl and
they're
like just how
now.
Dominant
yeah,
this
yeah.
team was. Like that one, I just felt like a little bit more connected to just the whole vibe of being an underdog, being doubted, and then the relief of finally getting over that hump and the weight lifted off my shoulders. So, well, I'm very happy that this team is even in the conversation. It's very special. I will never, ever forget how I felt after 2017.
215-592-9494. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about doubted and underdogs. I mean, they were home underdogs to Case Keenum. Case Keenum in the postseason. That's how much that team was doubted back in 2017. All right, where do you come down on this? Which one was more special, 2017, 2024, as we discuss the Eagles now with 2 Super Bowl championships? Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy pre-parade day, man.
That's exactly what it is. It's pre-game parade day here on WIP. What's up, Chris?
It really is the
pre-game
parade. Yeah, well, that's kind of like the show today is a pre-game for the parade tomorrow.
Well,
you could pregame when you get off the air.
No, it'll be banged up on the air tomorrow.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm going to get right into this topic because I really have a bone to pick with somebody on this here show. Hugh Douglas?
Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You set this one out, brother. I got your six. Kyle, shut up. All right?
You shut up.
Listen, this is, young what, man, keep
this
your
is
mouth
what we do.
Down.
What is your problem?
Listen, you're spoiled. You don't tell me that, oh, the first one was the most important one. Like, you have this troubled, like, painful existence as a Philadelphia.
It's man. My opinion, Chris. I'm allowed to feel how I feel, just like you are.
I don't
jerk.
Like it, okay?
Wow. So,
I don't.
We're
like
off
it.
To a flying start.
Yeah, you're up second tomorrow, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't argue with the producer. Like, you got to be careful when you're fooling with the producer, though.
It's one thing to call Hugh a jackass, another thing to yell at Kyle.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you want to call Hugh a jackass, you're right to the top.
Yeah, see, Hugh, you see how this goes? I attack Hugh, he puts me first. I attack him, I get bumped
back.
Yeah,
you got to watch it back, man.
I see how it goes around there. So listen, guys, this Super Bowl, okay, this one, to me, was the most important one. And the reason why is the first one was selfish for me. It was about a lot of personal feelings. It was about, like, validation, my own painful existence of growing up at, you know, somebody who was born in 1977. So my main experiences of football were during the 80s and 90s of watching some god-awful Philadelphia sports. That was all about redemption. So it was so selfish. This one, for me, was more about validation for us as a fan base, and it was more exciting for me to experience this with my fans and my brotherhood of Philadelphia fans out there. Like I mentioned, you go into the supermarket and seeing people in Phillies gear, it just made it so much more special. It was also about the fact that we emphatically planted the flag and we said, we're at a different level. We now have multiple rings. Okay. So, it was the way we did it. We not only won the Super Bowl, but we blew our opponent out. So it was, again, that emphatic planting of the flag. We got to shut up all the people throwing shade at their mouth, out of their mouths for years on our team, on our players, on our city. And here's the best part, guys. Even the cow baby fans that are saying to me, damn, y'all look really good. I got to give it to you. Dude, you guys blew the doors off. You guys are no joke. And that's what this is about. Listen, just ask Bourbon Baby Jim when he calls in. He can't help himself but give us the respect and give us our shine. And for me, that's what makes this the greatest Super Bowl.
Yeah, Chris, I like that, man. We appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. And both had elements of slaying the dragon that couldn't be slayed, right? Hugh, the first one, like you said, it was against the Patriots, right? Mm-hmm. They finished
revenge.
They finished the job that you guys almost did in 04. That 17 team finished the job against Brady and Belichick. But this one also had some of that, because I've said a lot the last couple of years that the Eagles have still lived in Andy Reid's shadow, right? Like, he built this thing, he started it off. And although they've had a lot of success without him, until they beat him on a big stage, he still had that feather over them. Like, yeah, you're good, but I'm better. We don't have to say that anymore. The Eagles are just as successful as Reed post-Reed. I mean, like I look at the two of them now as even since the divorce. That's an extra little thing on this. Yesterday, listen to this in terms of how good and how great this football team now is. Listen to how Kay Adams framed the 2024 Eagles in the all-time NFL team conversation.
These 2024 Eagles have a case to be a top five team in NFL history. And you might say, hey, you're so crazy. They lost three games, blah, blah, blah. Let's unpack that, shall we? Two of those three came within the first 4 weeks when A.J. Brown, Lane Johnson, Cooper DeJean, and Devontae Smith missed time with injuries. The other came when Jalen Hurts was knocked out of the game in the first quarter against the Commanders. In the games that Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown started and finished together this year, this team was 15 and frickin' 0. They did not lose. Let's take a look at this. Pop up the full screen. Love that. 10 of those 15 wins came against teams with winning records. The Chiefs, the Commanders, the Rams, the Packers twice each, the Ravens, the Bengals, the Steelers. They beat the best of the frickin' best in the National Football League week in, week out. Not to mention, they won by a combined 50 points in the two biggest games of the year. That's insane. NFC Championship against Washington, Super Bowl against the 15 win, going for the three-peat Chiefs. Shut up.
So, obviously, she listens to our show with the shut up thing there. We're all yelling shut up to each other. So, you know what?
Shut up.
When she first started saying that, I kind of was like, come on. Like, really? Are we ready to put this team in the all-time NFL team? But then, Hugh, I saw this. So, teams that won the Super Bowl and the conference championship game by at least 18 points in the same postseason. All right, so blowout in the championship game, blowout in the Super Bowl. You ready for these four teams?
I'm listening.
84 Niners, 85 Bears, 89 Niners, 24 Eagles. That's it. I mean, Hugh, I hadn't considered, like, we just keep saying they're the best team in the NFL this year. Until she said that, and then I kind of dug into it, I hadn't thought about the idea that this team, by the end, looked like one of the best
85
teams.
The 85 Bears.
You
know what's funny? When I made that comparison, I made it tongue-in-cheek. But when you look at that, you look at the legacy, when you look at the road that they took, like, they were a stifling defense. And we're not going to appreciate it because we're too close to it until – like years later, you know, and it's not a stretch to say that, you know, they're comparable to like the year that the Baltimore Ravens had that defense. Like I said, the 85 Bears, some other defenses that played well during this stretch. That's not something that is hyperbole, in my opinion, because they played well. The biggest difference between those guys and this team is that most of those guys are names that we remember. You know what I mean? These guys were upstarts for the most part. And Vic Fangio brought them together, and now they have the chance and the potential to be household names next year.
We may look back 5 years from now, and like Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell and Nolan Smith might be huge names in the NFL, and they were like, oh, wow, they had all these guys. But you're right now. As far as the you brought up the 2000 Ravens, the 85 Bears, I'm not saying the Eagles' defense is better than those teams. But
no, but, when you look at what they were accomplished.
Well, also, the Eagles finished it off against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Those teams finished it off against Kerry Collins and I believe the quarterback in 85 for the Patriots named Steve Grogan. Like, who the hell is Steve Grogan? Right? Like, yeah. Patrick Mahomes is a potential GOAT. Like, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah. Yeah, when you look at it from that perspective, I didn't look at it like that, but you're right. You're right.
So I guess the 2000 Ravens, you remember them for their defense, but they did have Jamal Lewis, right? Was that the year he rushed for 2,000 yards?
I think he did it a couple years later, but he was on that.
Okay,
he was on
the squad.
And they also had Shannon Sharp.
And then there's the 85 Bears, who are remembered for their defense, but they had Walter Payton. I think if you look back, like, their offense was probably a little bit better than you might remember, just because you think about their defense mm-hmm. all the time. Like, this one, it's like pick one. Like, do you want to remember Saquon's season, or do you want to remember the defense and the turnaround they had? Like, it just feels like a complete package.
Yeah, this team, if we look at 17-24, this team had more, I think, has more great players. That 17 team was a very good roster and deep, and they had a lot of backups that played really well, but this team just had more great players. 215-592-9494. Which one was more special? 2017-2024. Kurt is in Marlton. Hey, Kurt.
Good morning.
Good morning, yes. Kurt.
This year's team was amazing. It was the most impressive performance any of us have ever seen from an Eagles team, ever. I mean, it's just hands down. I was born in 62, 2 years after the Eagles won the championship. And I had to hear my father for years talk about what a great time it was, what an amazing feeling it was. By the time I was five in 67, I was a full-blown Eagles fan. So we're talking about, what, 50 years before I got an opportunity to see them win a Super Bowl. When they won that in 2017, that year, it was mind-blown. I couldn't believe the sensations I was feeling to see my team winning the Super Bowl. So as wonderful as this year was, the wait and the anticipation and the want of that big win in previously, it's not even close.
Yeah, and Kurt, I understand that. And I think this might go along maybe age lines. It might go along your background, your fib. There's no wrong answer on this. But I, Kurt, remember doing my evening show then in February 2018. And it was just phone call after phone call about how much it meant to people because of what you're saying, right? Like loved ones, family, especially people that had, you know, they had lost parents that weren't around to see it. Like there was a special connection to that first one that you can't replicate that again.
But I will say this, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when I look back at it, the one I'm going to remember as the most amazing team will be this one.
Well, that's for sure.
I just don't see them topping it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it might be hard to top for a long time in terms of dominance in a season. Kurt, man, we appreciate the phone call. Merrill said it. I think Merrill's calls at the end of each Super Bowl really sum up the difference. I remember him saying February 2018, Eagles fans, this is for you. And then on this past Sunday, he said, this is the best Eagles team in the modern era. Like that, one was for everyone. And then the other one was just the best Eagles team.
And also, you knew this game was over for like, I don't know, like an hour and a half of real time.
Yeah.
Whereas that one, you're literally like, you didn't breathe until the ball hit the ground and the clock hit
like
zero.
And it felt like that Brady Hail Mary stayed up there for a long time.
Well, it did. We tipped it back into the air.
Yeah, it did. And he must have thrown it so high because it did stay in the air a long time. 215-592-9494. A lot to do on the show today. Look, everyone here is lucky that the Eagles now have two Super Bowl championships. Which one was more special to you, 2017 or 2024? Rhea is going to join us at 11. And on the other side, we'll listen back to the biggest defensive plays of each of those two Super Bowl wins, including a call of DeJean's pick six you probably haven't heard yet. And it's great. That's next. Your calls. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hey, Philly. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. True Green is the local expert in Philly and the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a lot about keeping grass looking like a fairway. And it's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.